than anyone ever thought it could be. If you don't want to farm the land, in this third world generation, it's a global situation. Boy, I see the slogans and demonstrations.
Caribbean Reggae Soul Radio, the Knowledge Station. I am your host, Queen Sunny Honey, Impress the Empress, seeking solutions, sharing knowledge. Isn't it wonderful knowing that something beautiful is happening to you right now? Queen Sunny shines every Friday, Freedom Fridays, here on Caribbean Soul Reggae, the Knowledge Station. Guys, I want you to get ready. Go ahead and get ready and call into the line. The number is 661-467-2407. Yes, you're listening to Queen Sunny, honey, where the knowledge right here, the Knowledge Station. How are my friends doing out there in America? Hi, guys. Yes, how are my people doing in the Caribbean islands? How are my sisters and brothers doing in the motherland? How are you people? Yes, I want to come on the line and introduce myself to you tonight because it is time to recognize that 911 is about to be disconnected. Yes, imagine waking up and needing help. Dialing 911 and no one answers, disconnected. I'm your host, Sunny, living in the Middle East, all the way on the other side of the planet. And I'm truly feeling disconnected from everyone back home right about now. And so coming to you tonight is a way of healing myself and my community, for us to stay connected, yes. And we want to just, first of all, thank you so much for the platform for Caribbean Reggae Soul Radio. Yes, the Knowledge Station. On this platform, I've been able to come and bring the kingdom come with soothing solutions that our people can use. But before we can do that, we have to pay homage and give God thanks for just being living today. Thank you to the ancestors for covering us and just reminding us that we have survived so much. We are soul survivors. So let's lift up that healing energy around the planet right now for the brothers and sisters who are in the Caribbean islands as they are dealing with the initial numbers. And those of you in the United States, that's home for me. We lift you up and, you know, just recognize that this is real. This 911 is disconnected, honey. This is real. The times that we're going through and these uncertain times, we lift up God and knowing that all things, this too shall pass. So tonight we're going to get into the live. But before we do, keep in mind that the lines are open. Dial up 661-467-2407. I noticed just now that those last four digits of a number are 24/7, yes, because here at Caribbean Soul, Caribbean Reggae Soul, just think of it, the music that mends us together. Here at Caribbean Reggae Soul Radio, we are connected. We are here for you to come. Give us your questions. Say what's on your mind. The disconnection of 911 is here. So here's a little bit of background to introduce myself so you guys can know that you're in the kingdom where the queen reigns. I am reigning from South Carolina. I am a product of wonderful sharecroppers who have already bestowed upon me the information to continue a garden and feed myself. It's self-sustainable. I am the ninth child of a dynasty of people who were bosses in the 1800s and all the way up to now. Very proud heritage. And I attended an HBCU, Claflin University. Shouts out to anyone out there who attended an HBCU. Yes, where I received a degree in professional English. At present time, I'm teaching abroad in the Middle East, bringing you love from Kuwait. Yes, I tell you, I am so fortunate to be living in this time and being able to be giving you the information because I have truly been in quarantine since February 20th. That was the last time I saw my students. And I just got information a few minutes ago saying that school is over for the rest of the year and indefinitely I'll be going back to work August or October. So 911 is truly disconnected. You know, I just want everyone to know because I might have been in this process of quarantine a little bit longer, prepare yourselves. What is it that we need to do to prepare ourselves? Are you organized? How can we assist our community, our elders, our children? 911 is truly disconnected with me right now. But good news, though, is by living in a community where I work with the highest currency on earth, Therefore, the children that I teach don't grow up to need jobs. They say things like, I want to be a trillionaire, because see, they were born from old money billionaires. And so I feel safe and comfortable within the confines of being and taken care of with the information that's coming to me, because I take care of children as a teacher. To go into virtual education suddenly and just have every day be in the unknown. 911 has been disconnected for many, many weeks now. And I know that the United States is only about to go into quarantine. And I know that the numbers are escalating there, where the numbers are decreasing here. These are major concerns. That's the reason why we're asking these questions. What will you do when 911 disconnects? Do you have an exit strategy, a plan? In social media, I noticed that a lot of comedians and little memes, things that were going out, you know, I just wanted to really share how disheartening it was to know that I was in a state of, you know, balance, like panic and self-healing. Well, everyone else on the other side of the planet, they weren't touched by it at the time. And now my heart is truly going out to everyone who's working class in necessities and jobs that is not so funny anymore. When your loved one works at a prison or has a job that is considered critical, with the possibility of coming home and reinfecting the family, that's the part of the mental health that I just want us to engage in on tomorrow night. We're going to go further in down the rabbit hole. We'll be featuring guests in the upcoming weeks. Special guest, Ms. S, coming as an elder to bring the information. We have a wonderful philanthropic brother in South Carolina. I'll just call his episode, it's already labeled, Alex in Wonderland. This prophetic brother has, you know, a YouTube video out way before things hit, and it's just natural science to see how everything is intertwined with the information that's already out there. Also, we'll be having many, many guests come from different platforms, from educators to scientists to just community activists. Why? I care about our people. We are the knowledge station. Because we're living in uncertain times with job security, one hand, we can connect and say, hey, we can keep ourselves employed. I'm here to just share the information with you guys. Even though I'm disconnected from home, I'm still deeply rooted in every bit of ancestral knowledge that's been passed through me, freely given every Freedom Friday to you. Remembering the days when in South Carolina, we had all the food in our yard, in our garden growing up. Crab apple trees, fig trees, peach trees, multiple pecan trees, a vineyard in my yard, all the greens. And to the point where if anyone asked what my address was, I could say, just drive down the road until your eyes just hurt from the pop of color all the gardens of Eden on one piece of property. That would have been my mom. So now when I think about self-sustainability, you know, it reminds me of a conversation yesterday with a family member when I was reminding her, go to the grocery store, because what if someone does something, breaks a window, then that store is no longer open? What if the 18-wheeler can no longer restock because that brother wants to stay home and have the same privileges? There are critical conversations that I just felt the need to want to redirect this love and all of this chaos energy to say, peace be still. Let's reach inside ourselves and plant the seed Yes, go ahead. It's not too late right now. Why? Because the gestation period for a seed to create food is really, 30 days you can be eating. Is secret? No. Freedom Friday here on the Knowledge Station. The information will always be here. We welcome you to call in and to give us information. Share with the people what you know. You know, people are buying bottled water. Also be reminded that, hey, what does the lemon do? What does the lime do? We know that it alkalines the water. So let's not act like we're not dealing with scarcity already. Let's go ahead and take the secret science behind what we need. Example, be proactive instead of reactive. Earlier today, I went to the grocery store. My debit card was, I couldn't find it. I didn't realize it was secretly behind another card. And that moment of panic, but not wanting to show. So fortunately, I had enough dinar to pay for it. And I knew I wasn't anywhere but home. And, I knew it was, but man, just for a second, the concept, the whole thought of, chick, if you would have lost, there are no banks. No banks are open where I'm living for, indefinitely. No government facilities are open indefinitely. No malls, no restaurants. And yes, I know it might have just happened for you guys in your state maybe 24 hours ago, or maybe it hasn't even happened yet. But this is not, effective tomorrow. When these things happen, people, it's effective immediately. To call yourself one of faith is to reach inside yourself and know that the very sender of the Bible says it's better to put your trust in God than put, your trust in man. Stop being reliant on sources of scarcity, of information, of toxic people. Except that this is a time where you can pick up every book that you already purchased in your library and secure your bag for your business. Perhaps this is God catapulting his people into becoming business owners. On a financial end, all financial advisors that I know who are well off are saying, Black people, any advantage that you can get right about now, all bets off the table. Take the loan. You know what to do. You know how to start your platform and your business right now. The time is now. All of those things that you had written down, now is the time for fruition. So in the areas of food, yes, plant the seed. Pick up the book. Bring fruition to the dream. Be consciously aware as we're going into what you thought were weeks, which is now months, and 45 is let us know that it's indefinite. Here's an article that we picked up from the quote of the director of the CDC. Americans, do not panic, but prepare for the worst. I repeat, Americans, do not panic, but prepare for the worst. Okay, that's an oxymoron in and of itself. When we reach back, there's a term in West African culture called Sankofa. And this is meaning we turn and look back. Everything that your grandmother did not die with her. When we didn't want to go back to visit Big Mama's house, we're going to have to go back and visit all these memories. Every Freedom Friday here on Caribbean Reggae Soul, that's what we're here to do. Revisit that quilt pattern, that quilt that grandmama etched and put pieces of grandpapa of coverall. Sketched with information to remind you of what he did for a living as a boss, that brought forth fruition and food to the table. And that piece in the patch quilt that comes from her gown of glory that reminds you that she's still with you here in the land of the living. Each part of our quilt, which represents our family, is what we're going to do here globally, Stay Connected Family. Yes, the director has pretty much let us know. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has said, hey, no worries. Prepare for the worst. 911 disconnected. Boop. What you gonna do? How are we gonna assist our community? Man, you guys, make sure you stay tuned on tomorrow, because when we do this episode, this is gonna be mind-boggling. Make sure that you call in if you have any questions. If you feel free to just want to email in, we'll always have a posting. You can find us online on social media. And we'll leave the details at the end of the show. Now, let's go into the rabbit hole even further tonight. One of the things that most of us have forgotten as we're sitting back and listening to a lot of the things on the news right now is our faith. You know, who said it best? Fanny, Mama Fanny, sick and tired of being sick and tired of hearing these folks lose their faith at the drop of a dime. I'm sick and tired of these folks turning their hands out and begging when we've had parable after African proverb after fable of stories that told us about the little animal that kept storing up food while other animals potted, tax money to cut it up. Cut it. Yes, you know how we get down. All of us guilty. But that little animal kept hoarding. Hey, he's a hoarder. Doomsday prepper. Laughing at him. But then when the season came in, and it was winter, and they did not have, that's when they realized that he had all the nuts. Yep. It's even biblical, people. You know, there's a story in the Bible that talks about Joseph having brothers and sisters in the community sell him out. Got the father, the family thinking, you know, he's dead, you know, dead to me. The black sheep, let's just put it like that. Then there was a famine amongst the land. It said that people had to just, you know, looking around for food and scarcity, hard times. And his family turned to him, not knowing now. Family showed up to the source seeking government assistance, a handout, begging, ill-prepared. See, Freedom Fridays is about freeing our mind and being honest. We got to take the sugar with the sweet and the bitter with the sweet. We got to keep it real. If we're positioned that we're equipped for this time, well, amen to that. And share the information with others. But don't think that people are going to be positioned to give you their resource. Now, they can give you the information. But in the Bible, you notice that when they showed up to a desert place, which I live in a desert place, and everybody thinks that Dubai is, the richest place. People looking towards this high currency where one U.S. dollar
is like 38 cents here. But one of their dollars is like $3.40. It's probably going up right now. 911 disconnect. Are you ready, people? Some memes went out, and you could see them all over Facebook that are saying things like, hey, I ate up all my quarantine snacks in 24 hours. I lost 6 pounds in the past 7 days. Flourish! I'm so excited. It's like the Michelin. People, ration what you have. I recommend the movie Contagion, which came out in 2014. Watch it. You can find it online. It's probably on Netflix everywhere. If you want to know what's going on with the current day pandemic, it's just like play for play. So such a, really insightful. I'll just leave it at that because next Freedom Friday, I'm looking forward to people reaching out and we're going to talk more about it, share, compare, give a movie review, send it in, call it in, because, honey, that is some hot tea. Everything goes back to the source of food. Here's just a little teaser. Once something is consumed, we don't know if the animal had cancer. A diseased animal, chopped up, served on a platter. But those of us who have practiced detoxing, using things like black seed oil, having almost that medicine bag. Remember back in the day, you used to call a sister a voodoo priestess. It wasn't that, it was the sassafras, it was the herbs and the garden. It was the smell of fresh peppermint that like grew wild outside my sister's home. You know, it's the wildlife that you knew that you could just pick up certain things and make some of the best bush tea ever. It's growing up in South Carolina and looking out in the fields and like, yes, you know, that becomes Advil one day, but knowing it as a plant. These are the things that are the source for survival right now. Anyone who has detoxed or been a vegan or done some fasting, this will be easy for you. I encourage everyone to start using social media platforms to FaceTime your family. Have a weekly group thing, even if it's a weekly group chat, a forum that you can share this information. Because see, that crazy cousin that you thought was crazy, some of that information, you need to re-download it from them. Go ahead, show some love, time out for the prize, and get with those that you know. You have information available on social media. You know, you can always call in. Yes, here's a reminder to just call in. We're available, 661-467-2407. This is a platform for you to share with the world. That's why Caribbean Reggae Soul is called the Knowledge Station. We welcome you right here every Freedom Friday. Just get excited to just pick up, call in, let us know what to do. Save the world from the pandemic. Remind us to heal thyself. You know, blessings, blessings, blessings go out to you all for coming on. Make sure that you go on to our website. Make sure that you connect with brothers and sisters in private rooms and build this community up. And let's just stay informed with the information. Now, the source of the meat, we don't know. One of the beautiful things about living in the Middle East is that these super wealthy families that I'm around, every last one of them have a farm, multiple farms around the globe, multiple homes around the globe. I don't teach kids who grow up to need a job. So the information that I'm accessing and passing on to you is coming from a people who are already self-sustained. So you don't have to walk up in a grocery store or depend upon the cashier to say, I don't have nobody watching my kids, I'm walking off the job. You don't get fuel. The guy who drives the 18-wheeler, man, we're cutting the contract. I'd rather be home with my family. You're no longer getting that supplier to that store. See, all these things go back to self-sustainability. 911, disconnect. You cannot afford to be reactive anymore. Get your life together is a mantra I used to say when I taught kindergartners, when we would just line up and get in formation. People were mystified how we moved in silence. How does this woman get 20 kindergartners to walk down the hallway religiously in silence? It's because we had a call, we had a mantra. We were prepared, we knew how to get information, how to move. And before I ever opened that classroom door to let us walk down the hallway, I looked at them babies and I would say half of the phrase, and then they would meet me at the top with the other half. The only thing I had to say is, get your life. And they would clap their hands together and yell, together, get your life, together. We're going to get it together. Yes, we're going to share this information because our lives depend on it. If you have a garden, we welcome gardeners to come on, call in and share. If you have a song on your heart, I want you to call us and share. You know, I found myself in this quarantine just singing whatever song that came up to mind. And it was healing because it was like the voice of God just reminding me through music. Music was just giving me the answers I need. As I had certain thoughts, I didn't realize why I was singing a certain song. Let's come on and free our minds. Share the healing. There's a sister who posted on social media, on IG, by the name of Erica Badu, that for $1, she's giving a concert. There's Debbie Allen out there. She's giving free classes to do dance. Like, this is some caliber, like, meditation things I always wanted to do. There are educational museums. There are so many online social platforms for children who are actually being introduced to the online classroom to complete this year as to not fail next year. We can share this information here. Bring whatever you have to the table. And you're also welcome to take from the table. This is a place, the knowledge station. All accuracies, leave the other stuff out the door. Bring your heart. Bring the truth. We're looking for solutions. Let's share this knowledge. As we get ready to close out the show, we got about 10 more minutes left on the line. I want you to know that whatever you're feeling on the other side of the planet, I'm with you, family. At the end of the day, I want you to remember Maya Angelou's last words before she transitioned. In the quietude, I heard the voice of God. This is a sacred time for us to be alone and hear the voice of God to direct us independently and collectively. Isn't it wonderful knowing something beautiful is happening to you right now? There is so much love that's still left. And in spite of how you may feel I want you to know when the times get hard, it's like a tide in the ocean. It's an ebb and a flow. Life will have ups and downs, guaranteed. We will take the path of the least resistance and keep ourselves safe. For surely anyone who's ever flown on a plane knows when that airline attendant told you, you got to secure yourself before you can assist someone else. Let's take heed. Several weeks ago, the co-founder of the Honey Pot, that you remember when they were talking about the Target ad, someone said some negative comment. Black community came forth. Things have been selling off the shelf. That story, let's focus on how she started the company. In the quietude, she heard the voice of God through her ancestors, just like Maya, gave her the recipe, and before she could awaken, reminded her to write it down, like grandmama would do. A couple weeks ago, you thought it was voodoo, and it was taboo, but I'm here to tell you, seek ye first. That kingdom, that queendom is internal. God is inside. Seek that information. Don't become codependent on the news, on 45. Always inside. Turn within. For your mental health and wellness, communicate with family. Find one person that you can reach out to every day. You know, I've lost count with how many days I've been in isolation. From February 20th to the March 13th would have been 26 days. About 30 days in quarantine over here. And if you got to twerk daily, girl, twerk it out. Get some movement. Fortunately, in my building, I'm on the fifth floor. I can take the stairs up and down. Find the time to create a routine. And not be sedentary. When you are able to binge watch a lot of the shows that you always wanted to watch, but reach out for mental health. Stay connected. Freedom Friday, guys. Freedom Friday is always here, right here on Caribbean Reggae Soul Radio, the knowledge station. Yes, I will be here, your queen, your empress. Queen Sunny Honey, always on a Friday. And Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Looking forward to bringing back wonderful guests. You will be hearing from people. Oh my goodness, my nieces. Before I go, they will be on the show. These sisters are three prophets. They started a company. Trinity Oracles last year, they got 3,000 followers on social media. They do a lot of celebrity predictions that have come to pass. And it's just going to be a delight to bring my family and remind you, family, that it's time for us to reconnect, to bridge the gap with our family members, as we have been a disconnected people. But when you start to reach out and looking at that quilt that we talked about before and all those recipes that we have, each one of us is a gem, very unique. And we can bring the information. One of us in the family has to be great on this legal paper to get that money, honey. Whatever 45 is going to offer and anything that you can get in a loan to convert that. When the market goes down, buy up everything, it's going to be super low. We're going to have people coming on the show in the areas of finance. Super Shiro, Dr. Portia Fulford will be coming on, letting us know about trade lines. Look at that last Master P movie. I can't even think about it. Somebody, email me, remind me, I'll look it up in a second. On the last Master P movie, he really talked about finance subtly, talked about trade lines. So we'll get into that in the upcoming week. And of course, we're going to bring it to you with so much love. Make sure that you join us on tomorrow, Freedom Friday, with Dr. Ev. This is going to be major. When you hear a title so strong, 911 disconnected, when you put your mind around it, think about this sister's about to bring the heat and prepare you. Now, I don't know, in between her dropping the jewels on us and it actually coming to pass, it could just come past in 24 hours, but we're still going to seek the wonderful wisdom of the elders, Dr. Ed. How can we assist our community, our elders, our children, to take us out of this distress? Baby, 911 will not be there. So come get you some solutions. Come get you some knowledge at the knowledge station. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have been your, oh my goodness, it's just a blessing to be here. Limitless blessings to you and yours. And I just want to drop a quote from a phenomenal sister, Miss Blue. And I want you to say it after me. If nothing else moves you, life will. Say it again. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. This is the premier broadcast of Caribbean Reggae Soul Radio, the Knowledge Station. This is your girl, Queen Sunny, honey. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. I love you so much, and I'll see you soon. Somebody bless this mess.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.